Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
This morning we will turn to the scripture Matthew chapter 22.
今天早上让我们翻到马太福音第二十二章。
We will read verse 34 to verse 40.
我们来读三十四到四十节。
Matthew chapter 22 from verse 34 to verse 40.
马太福音二十二章从三十四到四十节。
But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered themselves together. One of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind.This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets.
法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集。内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Let's turn to John chapter 12 verse 26.
让我们再翻到约翰福音十二章第二十六节。
John chapter 12 verse 26.
约翰福音十二章二十六节。
If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
John chapter 14, verse 21.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John 14 verse 21.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are grateful this morning we can come and crown your table.
父啊，我们感谢你，今天早上我们可以聚集在你的桌子面前。
And we are grateful that we can fellowship upon your word.
我们感激你，因为我们可以在你的话语上交通。
We pray that Holy Spirit will enlighten your own scriptures into our heart.
我们祷告圣灵让这话语光照在我们心中。
So that this portion of scripture will mean something to all of us this morning.
所以这一段的话语对我们所有的人都有它的意义。
We pray that we will understand what this word means.
求你让我们明白这话里的意思。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.With all your soul and with all your mind.
就是你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
Reveal your love to us even as we consider the scriptures.
当我们来思想这样话语的时候，求你的爱向我们来显明。
So that we can respond to your love by loving you.
所以我们可以向你的爱来回应，也来爱你。
We can commit this time into your hand.
把这个时间交在你手里。
For the speaking, for the translation, and for the hearing.
为讲的，为翻译的，也为听的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. In Matthew chapter 22, starting with 34, this is a story about Pharisees ask Jesus a question.
在马太福音二十二章三十四到四十节这里面讲到一个故事，就是法利赛人来问耶稣一个问题。
Because they heard that Jesus has silenced Sadducees.
因为他们已经听到了耶稣已经堵住了撒都该人的口。
They must be very happy about that.
他们其实很高兴。
But they want to test Jesus.
但是他们还是要来试探主耶稣。
Therefore, one of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus this question.
所以其中一个人是一个律法师，他来问耶稣这个问题。
Then he said, "Teachers, which is the great commandment in the law?"
他就问耶稣说，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的？
Do you know what the word Pharisee means?
大家知不知道法利赛这个名字是什么意思？
Pharisee means setting apart for God.
法利赛的意思就是为神分别出来。
It's a beautiful name.
这是一个很美丽的名字。
Their Pharisees were those who set themselves apart for God.
法利赛人的意思就是有些人他们为了神把自己分别出来。
And Pharisees were well respected at that time by all Jewish people.
在那个时代，法利赛人在犹太人之中非常被尊敬。
And for very good reasons.
有很多很好的原因。
Because Pharisees are not like Sadducees that mix with politics.
因为法利赛人不像撒都该人跟政治混在一起。
Pharisees are pure in their spiritual matters.
法利赛人在属灵的事上他们是洁净的。
Pharisees were fundamental in theology.
在神学上面法利赛人他们属于基要派的。
They believed that all scripture were inspired by God.
他们相信圣经上的话都是神所默示的。
They believe life after death.
他们也相信死后有复活。
They believe in angels.
他们相信天使。
They believe in blood sacrifices.
他们相信血的救赎。
They abstain from unclean things.
他们而且离开这些不洁净的事。
They waited for the coming of Messiah.
他们也是等候弥赛亚再来的人。
So they were fundamental.In theology.
所以在神学上面他们是基要派的。
They also were fervent in evangelism.
而且在宣道上面他们也非常的热心。
They desire to convert every Gentile into a Jew.
他们甚至希望每一个外邦人都可以成为以色列人。
You can see this ferventness in Apostle Paul.
在使徒保罗的身上你可以看到他这样的热心。
Pharisees were devoted in their practice.
而且法利赛人在他们的操练上非常的献身。
They fasted 2 days a week.
他们每一周有两天禁食。
Every week they fast 2 days.
每一周他们禁食两天。
From the sunrise until the sundown.
而且是从日出到日落的时间。
They prayed 3 times every day.
他们每天起码三次的祷告。
And they tied everything they possessed.
而且他们所拥有的都献上十分之一。
They even tied mint, dill, and cumin.
甚至那些薄荷、茴香、芹菜，他们都献上十分之一。
You know the mint and dill are little plants that with a very little tiny leaf they use for.For food.
那我们知道，像薄荷、茴香都是很小的叶子，很小的一粒的，是用来调味的。
And they have aromatic flavors.
它们有一些香的味道。
And the leaves are very very tiny.
而且那些叶子非常小。
So Pharisees, when they buy mint, they will take the mint, they count the leaves 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and offer the 10th leaf.
所以当他们买那个薄荷的时候他们就数那些叶子1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10数到第十页他们把它献上
They're very very serious about tithing
所以他们在这件事上在献十分之一上面非常认真
And cumin are a little tiny seeds that also has aromatic flavors
那个茴香也是这样是很小的一粒它有它的特殊的香味
And when Pharisees tried to buy the cummings, they counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and offered the 10th one.
所以当他们买茴香的时候，就放在手里，这么小，就1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10去数，数到第十粒献给神。
So they are fundamental in theology. They are fervent in evangelism, and devoted in practices.
所以在神学上面他们是这么的基要，在宣道上面他们这么热心，而且在对神的事上他们这么认真。
If you ask any Jews at the time who loved the Lord, they will say Pharisees.
如果那个时候你问当时的犹太人谁最爱神，他们一定说法利赛人。
So when this Pharisee asked our Lord Jesus, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
但是这个时候法利赛人来问耶稣说，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
Jesus knew the problem of Pharisees.
这个时候耶稣知道法利赛人的问题在哪。
Because they love God with all their mind.
所以耶稣对他们说，你们要尽心爱，
因为他们只是用他们的意念来爱主。
因为他们爱主只是用他们的意念来爱主。
They didn't know how to love God with all their hearts and with all their soul.
他们不知道怎样尽心尽性来爱他们的主。
Therefore Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
所以神对他们说，你们要尽心尽性而且尽意爱主你们的神。
And today, when we think about the word love, our understanding is contaminated by this world.
今天如果我们谈到爱这个词的话，已经被这个世界所污秽了。
We thought the love is an emotional word.
我们的思想里面爱是一个关乎情感的事。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot command an emotion.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不可能在情感上面有任何命令。
你不可能命令别人有一个特定的情感。
你不可能命令别人有一个特定的情感。
For example, I cannot say, Solomon, I command you to love so and so.
所以我不能说，所罗门，你要爱一个人。
If I can do that, it would be so much easy.
如果我能这样命令，那非常的容易。
I cannot command a brother not to be angry.
我也不能命令一个弟兄，你不要愤怒。
Because anger is the emotions.
因为愤怒是在情感里面。
I cannot command an emotion.
我不能命令一个人的情感。
But why Jesus command love?
但是为什么耶稣在这里命令我们要爱？
You shall love the Lord your God.
你们要爱主你的神。
In the Bible, the love is much more than an emotion.
在圣经里面，这个爱超乎所有一切，包括情感。
And in Bible, love means something that we often do not think about.
在圣经里面讲到的爱，是我们完全没有想到过的。
What is love actually means?
那爱到底代表什么？
What does Jesus mean when he said love?
当耶稣说爱的时候，它里面的意思是什么？
I found a word in scripture that's closest to this word love.
然后我就在圣经里面找到一个词跟爱非常相像。
I found it in Hosea.
我是在何西阿书找到的。
When Hosea says such word like this, he said, I will betroth you to me forever.
在那里何西阿他说，我必永远聘你，我必聘你永远归我为妻。
This word betrothed is love.
所以这个词聘就是爱。
So what does this word betrothed actually mean?
那这个聘是什么意思呢？
The betrothed means together with.
聘的意思就是与他在一起。
The betrothed means there's something that's common between us.
聘的意思就是说，在我们中间有一个共同的事情。
This is the meaning of love.
这个就是爱的意义。
So when Jesus said, "You shall love God,"
所以当耶稣说你要爱主你的神的时候
，That really means that you should seek the best interests of God.
那意思就是你要为神来求最大的益处。
When God is interested in something, then you are interested in something.
如果神的心意在什么事情上面，你的心意也应该在那件事情上面。
You will see the greatest happiness of God.
你所要寻求的是神最大的喜乐。
You will seek the satisfaction of fulfillment of God.
你所要寻求的是神最大的满足和他的成就。
And you will seek what God was seeking.
你所寻求的是神所要寻求的。
This is the word love means.
这是爱这个词的意思。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That means that God saw the best interest of man.
那意思就是说神寻求的是对人最大的益处。
God saw the greatest happiness of man.
他所寻求的是人最大的喜乐。
He saw the satisfaction and fulfillment of man.
他所寻求的是人里面最大的满足和最大的成就。
He gave his only begotten son.
因此他把他所爱的独生子赐给我们。
This is love.
这就是爱。
Love is commitment of our will to seek the best interest of, the greatest happiness of, and the satisfaction and fulfillment of God.
所以爱的意思就是在我们心思里面，我们定义要把自己献上来寻求对方最大的益处、最大的喜乐、最大的满足和他最大的成就。
So what is sin?
那罪是什么？
Sin is the opposite.
罪就是相反。
Sin is the choice of the will to seek one's own interest and happiness and satisfaction and fulfillment.
罪的定义就是一个人他里面定义要寻求自己最大的益处，自己的喜乐，自己的满足和自己的成就。
Man saw after his own interest and happiness in his own way.
是人照着自己的定义方法来寻求自己的益处跟喜乐。
This is the sin.
这就是罪。
What is a sinner?
那罪人是什么?
A sinner is the one who said, I will do what I want to do.
罪人就是一个人在那里说，我要照着我想做的去做。
This is the sinner.
这就是罪人。
And that's why we were all sinners.
所以我们都是罪人。
In our nature, we all want to do what we want to do.
在我们的天性里面，我们都要做自己喜爱做的事。
We would like to rule our own life.
我们要自己来掌权做王。
We like to choose how to be happy.
我们要来选择怎样得着喜乐。
We would like to make our own pleasures as the purpose of our life.
我们要把人生的享受作为我人生的目标。
This is who we are.
这就是我们是什么人。
Therefore, Isaiah said, we all like sheep go astray.
所以以赛亚说, 我们都如羊走迷。
We're all like that.
我们都是这样。
Therefore, we need a change of mind.
所以我们的心思意念要改变。
We need a change of purpose.
我们的目的要改变。
This is called repentance.
这就是悔改。
You may not have realized, when you repent before the Lord, that is a change of mind.
也许你没有意识到, 如果一个人在神面前悔改的时候, 这就是他心思意念的改变。
That you are determined to please God instead of please yourself.
那时候你已经决定了, 来让神得喜悦, 不是让自己得满足。
And Jesus said, we shall love God with all our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our mind.
所以耶稣说, 我们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主我们的神。
This morning, the question is, how do we know that we love God?
今天早上我们要问的问题是, 我怎么知道我是不是爱神?
Are there any evidence to show that we love God?
有没有任何的证据让我们看到我们自己是爱主的?
How do we actually know?
我们怎么能知道呢?
What are the evidence?
这些证据在哪里?
This morning, we'd like to consider the scriptures on three evidence of someone being loved, being a lover of God.
今天早上借着神的话，我们来看三点，在这三件事上，我们看到一个人爱神的证据。
These evidence also demonstrate the reality of loving God.
这三件事也显示出爱神的实际是什么。
Evidence number one.
第一个证据。
We can find out in John chapter 14.
那个是在约翰福音十四章里面。
He said, He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me.
那里说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
So evidence number one.
所以第一个证据。
Keep his commandments.
遵守他的命令。
Is the one who loves God.
这人就是爱神的。
Brother, sister, I want to ask you, is it easy to keep God's commandments?
弟兄姐妹们，我想问大家，遵守神的命令容不容易？
And some of you may say it's easy.
有人可能会说很容易。
And some of you may say it's difficult.
也许有人会说很困难。
And sometimes when you and I read the Old Testament, I don't know whether you had this feeling, you kind of...surprised by how stupid Israelites.
你读旧约的时候，不知道会不会像我这样，越读越觉得以色列人为什么这么蠢
？Do you have this feeling when you read Old Testament?
你们读旧约的时候有没有这样的感觉
？How can this be that difficult?
这件事难道真那么难吗
？It's so simple. God is God.
很简单，神他是神。
And he demonstrated to you, right? He brought you out of Egypt.
他而且向你显明，把你从埃及带出来。
And he bore you on eagle's wing and brought all Israel unto himself.
而且他如鹰一样把所有的以色列人背在他翅膀上，带来归给自己。
And it's so obvious that he is God.
这么明显，他就是神。
And he also asked you with some very simple.A commandment: Do not worship other gods.
而且他给的命令这么简单，就是不能拜别神。
It's very simple.
非常简单。
How can you Israel all fail?
为什么以色列人会失败呢
？It's such a simple thing. God is God.
这么简单，神他是神。
And He demonstrated to you.
他已经向你显明了。
And His only request to you is: Do not worship foreign gods.
最简单的命令就是不要去拜别神。
And if you keep the commandments, he will make all of you a peculiar possessions.
如果你这样遵守他的命令的话，他会使你成为他的产业。
He make you a kingdom of priests, a holy nations.
让你成为祭司的国度，成为圣洁的国民。
It is so simple.
这么简单。
And it's so obvious.
这么的明显。
How come you worship foreign gods?
为什么你们还去拜那些外邦的神
？Who did not bring you out of Egypt?
他们没有把你们从埃及带出来。
Have you had this thought in your mind? Why they fail?
我们有没有思想过为什么他们会失败
？You know, in Judges chapter 2,
甚至在士师记的第二章
，then you found Israelite worship.Baal.
那个时候以色列人已经开始来敬拜巴利。
And we don't understand this.
我们都不明白为什么会这样。
And we ask, how could this be?
我们要问为什么成为那样的情形。
And throughout the history, they had so much trouble with Baal worship.
在他们的历史里面，敬拜巴利成为他们很大的一个困难，一个问题。
This morning, let's consider this a little bit deeper.
所以今天早上，让我们来比较深切的来思想这一点。
Baal means owner.
巴利的意思是主人。
Well, that's the word Baal means in the text.
在这个词汇里面，巴利的意思就是主人。
And it was the weather god of the land.
他就是当时那地人的管天气的神。
And he controlled the rain, the thunders.And the fertility is considered the god of agriculture.
他在那里管风雨、管雷电、管繁殖，在当地他是管农业的神。
So I ask you to imagine with me together now.
所以请大家跟我一同来思想。
No, I am an Israelite now.
现在我就是一个以色列人了。
My brother is a Canaanite.
我这个弟兄是一个迦南人。
So this is my land.
这个是我的地。
Here is the boundary.
这个就是地的疆界。
And that's his land.
从那里开始是他的地。
Because I didn't drive him out, so I lived together with my Canaanite neighbors.
因为我没有把他赶出去，现在我跟他做邻居了。
So I work on my farm. I work very hard, day in day out, week in week out, very hard.
所以我就在我的土地上面耕种来做所有的事情，在那里劳苦。
And he worked just as hard as I am.
那他也跟我一样劳苦。
But by the year end, I look at my crops, it didn't produce much.
但是在一年结束的时候，我的收成没有多少。
I look over, his crop looks fantastic.
然后我看看他的出产，非常的丰盛。
So I don't understand this.
所以我就不明白了。
This is promised land.
因为这个是应许之地。
I work very hard.
而且我这么的努力。
But there's nothing to show off.
但是结果却没有。
So after a number of years, I cannot help and I asked this my Canaanite neighbors. I said, "What is your secret?"
然后很多年之后，我忍不住就来问我这个迦南的邻居，说你的秘密在哪里？
Then he told me that you know the land has an owner.
所以他跟我这么讲，这个土地有一个主人。
And his name is called Baal.
这个主人的名字叫巴利。
If you want a harvest.
如果你想有收成,
you have to bribe his owner.
你一定要向他来行贿受,
do you see that pile of stones there?
你有没有看见地上这一堆的石头?
Yeah, there's a big pile of the stone over there.
因为在那里有一堆很大的石头堆。
Do you see that the dark mark on the stone?
你有没有看见在石头上面有一些黑的印记呢?
Those were chicken blood.
那些是鸡血。
And I offer the blood of chicken on this pile of a stone every year.
每一年我都用鸡血在这个石头上面来献祭。
And I will get harvest.
然后我就有丰收。
Now this Israel has a decision to make.
这个时候这个以色列人就要做一个决定了。
I knew the commandment from the Lord. Do not worship foreign gods.
我知道神的命令就是不许敬拜别神。
But I was tempted.
但现在我却被引诱,
because my wife keep asking me to buy a new oxen.
因为我的妻子总在那里来问我什么时候买新的牛。
My wife always complained not enough furniture in the house.
我的妻子总说在家里的家具总缺那么几样。
So I was tempted every day. I walk across by this pile of stones.
所以每一天我上班去的时候都经过这一堆石头。
I knew I cannot worship foreign gods.
我知道我不应该敬拜别神。
But this pile of stone was so tempting.
但是这一堆石头这么的来引诱我。
So one day,
所以有一天,
it just happened.
就这么发生了。
My knife fell upon a chicken.
我的刀子掉在一只鸡上面。
And I happened to happen next to the pile of stone.
这件事发生的时候，正好在那堆石头旁边。
And the blood of the chicken just sprinkled a little bit upon the pile of stone.
然后这个鸡血不知道怎么就洒在这堆石头上面。
I didn't tell anybody.
我也没有告诉其他人。
I'm so ashamed of what I am doing.
因为我觉得我做的东西很羞辱。
But the end of that year, I got a harvest.
但是那一年终了的时候，我丰收了。
I kept that as a secret now.
我就把这个作为我自己的一个秘密。I
still worship God.
在外面我还敬拜神。But
I serve Baal secretly.
但是在隐秘的地方，我也来侍奉巴利。Because
I want that harvest.
因为我要丰收。I
want the things of this world.
我要这个世上出产的东西。
A couple of years, the other Israel asked me about this.
过了两年之后，其他以色列人开始问我了。Why
do you get the harvest that we didn't?
为什么你那儿有丰收，我们没有？I
don't want to tell people.
那个时候我不愿意跟人讲。But
I just tell my best friends.
我只跟我最好的朋友讲。You
know, pretty quickly, they serve Baal secretly.
很快，这些人都在暗中来侍奉巴利。Now
you know, now you know why.
现在你知道为什么。
You and I have neighbors today.
今天我们都有我们的邻舍。
And sometimes our enemy used them to tempt us.
很多时候神用我们的邻舍来引诱我们。
You have friends from college.
我们都有我们校友。
Some of them has much bigger house than you do.
这些校友有的人的房子比你的大。
Some of them has much better cars than you do.
他们开的车比你好很多。
There's latest gadgets than you do.
他们有最新的那些设备。
They send their kids to best university.
他们的孩子去的是最好的大学。
They went on those vacations that you can only dream of.
他们去的那些旅游的地方只是你在梦中才见过的。
So we were tempted every single day.
每一天我们都这样被引诱。
And they told us, you know, there's a pile of stone right here.
然后他们跟你讲，那里有一堆石头。
And there's an owner of this land.
而且在这个地上有一个主人。
If you want to get anything out of this world, this land, you have to serve Baal.
如果你要得着这世上的东西，你要来敬拜巴利。
Brother and sister, what is your answer to it?
弟兄姐妹们，你对这些事的回答是什么？
Will you keep the commandments or you compromise?
你会遵守神的命令吗？还是说你会妥协？
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me.
凡有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
Loving God is standing on this pile of stone and say no.
爱神就是说站在这堆石头旁边说不。
I would rather have no harvest than serve Baal.
我宁愿没有丰收，没有收成，我也不来侍奉巴利。
I rather have Jesus.
我宁愿有耶稣
than everything this world affords to me.
胜于世上一切的金银财宝才是。
Prophet Daniel.Stood before this pile of a stone, and he had a difficult decision to make. He would either serve the king of this world or serve the king of the universe.
先知但以理当时在这堆石头面前有一个决定，他到底是来侍奉这地上的君王，还是天上永远的君王？
Whether he would go into the lion's den.
他是愿意去到狮子坑里面呢？
And he make his choice very clear.
他的选择非常的明显。
Daniel would rather go to lion's den than serve the king.
但以理宁愿去狮子坑，他也不愿意来侍奉这个君王。
Brothers and sisters, this is the reality that we face every single day.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们每天要面对的真实的情形。
The enemy tempts us.With the thing of this world and ask us to compromise.
今天仇敌每一天都用这世上的事情来引诱我们，让我们妥协。
He tells us you don't really need to go to Friday Bible night study.
他甚至告诉我们礼拜五查经的聚会你不需要去。
Why spend so much time with this?
为什么在这件事上花这么多时间？
You need a harvest.
你要有你自己的收成。
You need the kid to go to good schools.
你的孩子要去最好的大学。
And they couldn't spend so much time in this.
他们不能在教会花太多时间。
You don't really need to go to morning watch.
你们甚至不要去晨祷晨更。
That's for those that have nothing to do.
那些去的人都是没事干的人。
You don't need to serve others.
你不要去为其他的事来侍奉，为侍奉弟兄姐妹们。
This is what the temptation we face every single day.
这是我们每天要面对的诱惑。
But he who has my commandments and keeps is the one who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
This is evidence number one.
这是第一个证据。
Evidence number two.
第二个证据。
In John chapter 12, Jesus said, If anyone serves me, he must follow me.
在约翰福音十二章，那里说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。
And now I'd like to ask you again, is it easy to follow him?
现在我再问大家，跟从他是不是容易的事？
Some of you may say it's easy. Follow him. How difficult could that be?
也许有人说跟从他很简单，这样的跟从就是跟从嘛，多容易。
But some of you may think, oh, it is very difficult.
但是也许有些人会说这非常困难。
In the Gospel according to Luke, there were a few people. They have trouble following the Lord Jesus.
在路加福音十四章那里提到有一些人，他们在跟从耶稣上面非常的有难处。
And they cite several reasons.
而且他们讲了很多的理由。
And the first one, that he said this. He said, "I have bought a piece of land. I need to go out and look at it."
有一个人他是这么讲的，他说我买了一块地，必须去看一看。
And this is an excuse.
这个是一个借口。
Anybody here?You will buy a land without first looking at it.
在我们当中有没有人买了一块地还没去看过的呢？
Nobody will buy a land first and then look at it.
没有人买了地然后再去看的。
So this is a plain excuse.
所以这是一个非常苍白的一个借口。
And the second one said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to prove them.
有一个人说我买了5对牛，现在要去试一试。
Who?In this room will buy oxen without first proving them.
在我们当中有没有人买牛的时候从来没有去试过？
So it's just excuse.
所以这都是借口。
And the third one said, I have married a wife, and on this account, I cannot come.
那有一个人他是这样讲，我刚娶了妻，所以不能去。
So now you see what's the difficulty in following the Lord.
所以现在我们看到跟从主为什么这么困难？
Because they either excuse themselves for business reason or excuse themselves for family reasons.
我们看到他们或者是为了他们的生意，或者为了家庭找借口。
And this is the same today with us. When we follow the Lord, sometimes we excuse us for family reasons or for business reasons.
今天对我们也是一样，因为我们不跟从神的话，借口总是在事业上面或者在家庭上面。
I would like to just look at this together. What does it mean to follow him?
所以今天我们现在一起来看什么是跟从他。
I want you to think about Apostle Paul.
我想大家我们一起来思想使徒保罗。
You know, Apostle Paul, on his way to Damascus, he met the Lord.
因为使徒保罗在去大马士革的路上遇见了主。
And he knew that Jesus is alive.
他那时候知道耶稣是死而复活了。
But now he had a decision to make now.
现在他有一个决定。
If he confessed that Jesus is Lord.
如果他在那里承认耶稣是主。
He had to forsake his career.
那他就要放弃他原来的职业。
You know, Paul has a great career in front of him.
因为保罗当时有一个很好的职业。
You know, Paul could be the great priest.
保罗很可能成为大祭司。
Paul can also sit in the Sanhedrin.
而且他可以坐在会堂的高处。
Now he has a great career in Judaism.
他可以在犹太教里面有很好的地位。
And everyone look up to Paul.
每个人都要来仰望他。
But if he confessed the name of the Lord Jesus, he had to forsake his career entirely.
但是如果他认耶稣为主，他要放弃这所有的一切。
And he had to forsake his family as well.
而且他要放弃他的家庭。
Paul told us his Hebrew of Hebrews.
因为保罗说他是希伯来人里面的希伯来人。
The fact that Paul has such a great training that spoke volume about his parents.
他在当时身上所受的所有的训练证明他的家境非常的好。
His parents must be devoted Pharisees.
他的父母甚至就是那些热心献身的法利赛人。
And his parents must think that Paul went crazy.
他的父母一定觉得这个保罗他是发疯了。
Or Paul hated them.
或者说保罗甚至恨他自己的父母。
To confess the name of Jesus.
因为他甚至认耶稣为主。
So it was a tough thing to do for Paul.
所以对保罗来讲，这是一个很困难的决定。
Paul forsook his own career, forsook his own family, by confess the name of Lord Jesus.
但是保罗他放弃了自己的职业，放弃了他的家庭，来认耶稣为主。
He called Jesus Lord.
他对耶稣的称呼说主啊。
Now that means Jesus was his master.
这个就证明耶稣是他的主人。
But we all accept our Lord Jesus as our Lord.
但是我们不都是接受耶稣做我们的主了吗？
But is Jesus really our Lord?
但主耶稣是不是我们的主？
Then he said, "What should I do, Lord?"
然后他问主，我当做什么？
Paul relinquished his right to determine his futures.
这个时候，保罗他已经放弃了为着将来自己来打算的，为下一步打算的这个权利。
It's no longer up to Paul now.
现在已经不再是保罗做决定了。
Paul planned everything, every step up to that point.
保罗之前一直计划他人生的每一步路，直到那一天。
But once after that point, it's up to the Lord now.
但从那一天开始，全在乎主。
This is the real meaning of following him.
这个是跟从他的真实意义。
The word Christians means a follower of Christ.
基督徒的意思是跟从耶稣的人。
And Jesus called all of us to follow him.
耶稣已经呼召我们每个人来跟从他。
If anyone serves me, that he must follow me.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。
Jesus didn't say he could follow me.
耶稣并不是说他可以跟从我。
Jesus didn't say he should follow me.
或者说你应该跟从我。
Jesus said he must follow me.
耶稣说的是就必跟从我。
Brother and sister, we are his sheep.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是他的羊。
His sheep hear his voice.
羊听牧人的声音。
He knew us.
他也认识我们。
We should follow him.
我们应当跟从他。
Jesus is calling you to follow him this morning.
今天早上，耶稣就在这里呼召我们来跟从他。
Have you heard the call?
你有没有听见他这样的呼召？
Have you ever responded to the call?
你从来有没有回应过这个呼召？
How do you respond?
我们该怎么回应？
Is have a commitment.To do whatever God wants you to do.
我们已经决定来跟从他，不管怎么样的决定，听他的话吗？
If you love him, you follow him.
如果你爱他，你就会跟从他。
If you love him, you relinquish your right to determine your futures.
如果你爱他，你就放弃为自己将来做打算的权利。
This is evidence number two.
这是第二个证据。
Evidence number three.
第三个证据。
If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, then you shall love your neighbors as yourself.
如果你是尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，那你就会爱人如己。
We have said that love is to seek the best interests and the greatest happiness.Of others.
我们已经讲到，爱就是为他人来寻求最大的益处，寻求他的喜乐。
Love your neighbor means that everything you want yourself, you want for your neighbors.
爱人如己的意思就是，你想别人怎样对你，你也要怎样去对人。
No. Everything you want for yourself, 你自己所要的。Everything you want for yourself, you must also want.For others.
就是你为着自己所想要得着的，你也愿意让他人得着。
This is a completely new human dynamic human relationship.
这件事对于人际的关系来讲是完全不同的。
This is a new creation.
这是一个在新造里面的事。
Because we don't have this in our heart.
因为在我们心里面没有这样的事。
We only want things for ourselves.
我们只是为自己来求很多的事。
We care little.With others,
我们对别人很少关心。
But now, if we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, we must love our neighbors as ourselves.
但如果一个人他尽心、尽性、尽意爱主他的神的话，他一定会爱人如己。
There is a irresistible power that shook the entire Roman Empire.
在那里曾经有一个不可抗拒的能力，整个翻转了罗马帝国。
Who are our neighbors?
谁是我们的邻舍？
Could be our family members.
也许是我们的家人
could be the brothers and sisters in Christ
也许是在基督里面我们的弟兄姐妹
could be our co-workers
也许是我们工作上的同事
could be the people we interact on a daily basis
也许是我们每天跟他打交道的人
could be those lost souls on this earth
也许是这世上失丧的灵魂
The Bible told us if we love our brethren then we have passed out of death into life.
在圣经上面这么讲，若有人爱弟兄，就是已经出死入生了。
So let's bring this down to practice now. What does this mean? How can I love my neighbors now?
现在我们把它放在实际之中，爱人如己是什么意思呢？
Let's make it practical. Let's make it real in our daily life.
让我们比较实际，让我们用日常生活的事情来看。
Ephesians told us.
在以弗所书告诉我们
Speak truth each one of you with his neighbors
在那里说我们要弃绝谎言与邻舍说实话
Do we always speak truth to our neighbors
我们是不是总跟邻舍说实话
Do you speak truth to your parents
对我们的父母有没有总说实话
Do you speak truth to your spouse
我们有没有对配偶来说实话
Do you speak truth to your colleagues?
对我们的同事有没有说实话
Do you speak truth to your neighbors?
对我们的邻舍有没有说实话
If you don't, you do not love them.
如果你不这样的话你就没有爱你的邻舍
Because nobody wants someone to lie to you.
因为我们也不想人向我们来说谎
If you do not love your neighbor,You do not love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
如果你不这样来爱邻舍的话，你就没有尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Do you speak truth, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有说实话？
If you do not speak truth, you do not love God.
如果我们不说实话，就是不爱主。
Another one.
还有一个例子。
Be angry and yet do not sin.
生气却不要犯罪。
Don't hold your anger against your neighbors.
不要对着邻舍怀着愤怒。
Do you hold any anger towards your parents, your spouse, your colleagues, your neighbors?
我们对着自己的父母对着我们的配偶对着同事对着邻舍有没有里面含怒
Is there any anger in your heart now toward anybody?
在你的心里现在有没有对任何人含着怒气
If there is, then you do not love God.
如果是的话我们不是爱神的
You do not love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul.
你没有尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
That's the word said.
这是圣经上的话所说的。
Next one.
下一个。
If you love your neighbor, you will never take advantage of your neighbors for your own benefits.
如果你爱你的邻舍，就不会来窃取他的东西。
Have you stolen anything from your neighbors?
你有没有偷窃从邻居那里
？Have you stolen anything from your parents?
有没有从父母那里偷窃
？Have you stolen anything from your spouse, from your coworkers, from your neighbors?
有没有从你的配偶或者是同事或者邻舍那里偷取
？Have you stolen the glory of somebody else?
你有没有去偷取别人的荣耀？
If you do, you do not love God.
如果你是这样的话，那你就不是爱神的。
Have you said any unwholesome word to anybody?
你有没有对人说过一些
污秽的
话
？If you do, you do not love your neighbors.
如果这样的话，你就不是爱邻舍。
If you do, you do not love God.
如果你是的话，你不是爱神的。
Finally.Let the bitterness and wrath to be put away.
在那里说要把苦毒、把恼恨要除去。
There is something called bitterness.
有一件事情叫做苦毒。
And bitterness come from the past experience.
苦毒是从过往的经历而来的。
Our experience with our neighbors.
是我们与邻舍的一些交往而来的。
And there's a bitterness in our heart.
在我们心里面有苦毒。
And we keep it there.
而且我们把这个苦毒藏在心里。
We keep the wrath in our heart.
我们把恼怒放在心里。
Do we have any bitterness now in our heart?
现在在我们的心里有没有苦毒？
Toward your neighbors.
对着我们的邻舍。
Are you bitter about your parents?
对着父母有没有这样的苦毒？
Are you bitter about your spouse?
对着我们的配偶有没有这样的苦毒？
Are you bitter about your co-workers?
对着我们的同事有没有这样的苦毒？
Things happened a long time ago.
这些事已经很早之前才发生了。
But there is still that bitterness in your heart.
但你的心里苦毒还没有过去。
If you still have this bitterness in your heart, you do not love your neighbors.
如果你心里还有这样的苦毒，那你就没有爱你的邻舍。
And you do not love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
你也没有尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
I don't care what else you have been doing. If you have that bitterness in your heart, you do not love God.
不管你在外面做多少事，只要你心里还有苦毒，你就没有爱神。
It must happen.
已经发生了。
We must let this bitterness be put away.
我们必须要除去这些苦毒。
If you do have that bitterness even today, this morning is the opportunity to let the Holy Spirit put it away.
如果你心里有这样的苦毒，今天早上就是一个机会，让圣灵把你这个苦毒除去。
We cannot put that away ourselves.
因为靠着自己，我们不可能除去。
But we must let the bitterness be put away.
但我们必须要把这个苦毒除去。
If we don't let the Holy Spirit to take it away, we can keep it.
如果不让圣灵来做的话，我们就自己来存着这些苦毒。
So、it is in our hands.
这其实在我们手里。
Whether to let go or not to let go.
或者是放手，或者是不放手。
It is a serious matter.
这是一个非常严重的问题。
Otherwise, we do not love God.
不然的话，我们就不是爱神的。
We do not love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our minds.
我们就不是尽心、尽性、尽意爱主我们的神。
Evidence number three, you love your neighbors.
所以第三个证据就是爱人如己。
So these are not only the evidence, this actually demonstrate what does it mean by loving our God.
所以这些不光是证据，这几点甚至可以显出一个人是一个爱神的人。
We keep his commandments.
我们是遵守他命令的人。
At the expense of other things.
甚至要为这件事付出代价。
We rather have Jesus than anything else.
我宁愿有耶稣胜过世上的一切。
We follow him.
我们来跟从他。
We don't care where he leads us to.
我们不管他带我们去哪里。
Because he is Lord.
因为他是主。
I relinquish my right to determine my futures.
我把为自己将来计划的权利放下。
I must love my neighbors.
我必须爱我的邻舍。
Because God loves me so much.
因为神这样的爱了我。
The only thing I can do for the Lord is return that love to my neighbors.
唯一能够为爱的神所做的事，就是来爱我的邻舍。
I will tell you a story of a brother.
我告诉大家一个关于一个弟兄的故事。
Just demonstrate to you.A person who loves God with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul.
因为这个故事告诉我们，一个人是怎样可以尽心、尽性、尽意爱主他的神。
And this brother's name is Tommy Tipcom.
这个弟兄的名字叫做汤米，提珀坎比。
Perhaps that few of you have heard about this brother.
也许在我们中间有几个人听过他的名字。
Not very famous brothers.
他并不是一个很出名的弟兄。
He was saved at the age of 21.
他在21岁的时候得救了。
And he was saved because
he tried to escape a rainstorm, so he got into a Salvation Army hall.
他怎么得救呢？是因为有一天有个暴风雨，他就进到救世军的建筑来躲雨。
And that day he was safe.
就在那一天他得救了。
Not only safe for the time, but for eternity.
不光是当天得救，而且他是永远得救。
Jesus was his Lord and Savior.
从那天起，耶稣就是他的主，也是他的救主。
If you look at the New Testament,
如果我们来看新约的话
，Every time, no exception.Is Lord and Savior.
每一次没有例外都讲到救主还有主。
No, 主和救主。
都提到主和救主。
It's never Savior and Lord.
并不是救主和主。
It's always Lord first, then Savior next.
总是先讲到主再提到救主。
Now, this is something missing today.
这是今天我们所失落的。
And we need to realize when we were saved, we have a new master.
我们需要知道得救开始，我们就有一个新的主。
It's no longer our right to decide what to do.
这个时候，我们没有权利再自己决定做什么。
We have a Lord now.
现在我们有了一位主。
And this brother Tommy, he confessed that Jesus was his Lord.
所以这位汤米弟兄就在那里来宣扬主是他的主。
And this brother is not well educated.
这个弟兄并没有受很好的教育。
And he was not even strong physically.
他甚至身体也没那么强壮。
And he had a mother of old age need to be taken care.
而且他有一个年长的母亲需要他来照顾。
But it was in his heart, you know, to go where the Lord wants him to go.
但是他心里的一个心意就是主让他去哪里，他就愿意跟从。
Then one day he heard about some need in West Africa.
这个时候他听到在非洲的西边有一个需要。
Therefore, he applied for being a missionary to go there.
所以这个时候他就来申请成为一个宣道者。
And his application was rejected.
然后他的申请被拒绝了。
They said, "Well, you are not a missionary." Material.
那些人跟他讲，你不是宣教的材料。
You don't have enough training.
你没有足够的训练。
You have an old mother to take care of.
你有一个年长的母亲需要你来照顾。
You're not strong physically.
而且你的身体也没那么健康。
It is not. You're not a good candidate for Africa.
你并不是去非洲的一个很好的候选人。
But this person has the call he must follow.
但是这个人有一个呼召，他必须要跟随。
And there's no way around that.
而且没有任何其他的出路。
And eventually he went to Nigeria in 1908.
所以在1908年的时候，他去了尼日利亚。
At that time, Africa was a dark continent.
在那个时候，非洲是一个黑暗之地。
It was called White Man's Grave.
那里有一个名称叫做白人的坟墓。
In those days, most missionaries either die early or return as invalids.
那个时候，宣教的人到那边，或者是死亡，或者是因着疾病回来。
And when he arrived, he entered into the village of a people called Yoruba people.
然后他去到那里，去到一个民族叫做优巴的他们的村里。
And the Yoruba people are cannibal.
哦，那个族的人，优巴民族，他们是食人族。
And they were ruled by witch doctors.
他们那里在那里来掌控的是巫医。
And as Tommy entered the village, he saw human skulls everywhere.
当他进入村子的时候，人的那些骷髅到处都是。
He was not allowed to preach gospel, of course.
那当然。那些人没有给他机会来传福音。
So he learned the language first.
所以他先学他们的语言。
So every night he would climb on the mountains and he would stay on top of a rock and he just shout down the gospel from top.
所以到晚上的时候，他就爬上山，在一块石头上面大声的把福音传出来。
That's how he preached gospel.
这就是他怎么传福音。
After some time. There were 11 people saved.
有一段时间有十一个人得救了。
And they start gathering together to pray and worship.
然后他们就在一起聚集在那里来敬拜。
And this angered the witch doctors.
这个事情让那个巫医非常的愤怒。
He decided to do something about it.
然后这个巫医就想做决定做一件事。
So one day when Tommy gathered with other brothers and sisters in his house to worship and pray.
有一天汤米弟兄跟这些信主的人他们在一起祷告赞美的时候。
And heard the noise around the houses.
然后就他就听到很多吵闹的声音围着这间房间。
And it appeared that the entire tribe is surrounding their houses.
然后就发现整族的人就在那里包围了他们的房间。
And they heard the sound and it scared them.
然后这些声音让他们非常的惊恐。
And those are the sound of death dancing.
因为那个声音是那个死亡之舞的声音。
So they prepare, those around the house prepare to kill them.
所以
and use them as sacrifice.
那些包围的人已经决定要来杀死他们，把他们献祭。
Obviously, it's not very good to go out.
所以那个时候出去是不明智的。
Therefore, they decided just to stay and continue to pray and worship.
所以他们决定就在里面留在房间里面继续的祷告，继续的赞美敬拜。
And they worship and pray for 13 days.
然后他们就在那里祷告敬拜，有十三天在里面。
And those people surround their houses also for 13 days.
然后那些人包围这个房间也有十三天。
It's only later.When they were asked by those, they realized what happened.
直到之后，他们问到那些人，才知道发生了什么。
They asked them later, say, "Who are those dressed in white? Guard your house."
因为那些包围的人问他们说，当时在你们房间周围来守护的人是谁
？Of course, they have no clue.
当然，这些人他们也不知道。
It's the Lord that protected them for 13 days.
原来是主在那里保护他们十三天时间。
So at the end of 13 days, all the noises went away.
所以十三天之后，所以这些吵闹都静止下来。
And those people went up the hill to pray.
然后这些人就去到山上继续祷告。
So Tommy gathered with 11 saints, they decided to go into the central village.
所以汤米弟兄跟这十一个信主的人，他们就决定走到这个村子的中间。
They stood there, they start singing.
他们就站在那里开始唱诗。
And then later the multitude came down.
然后
from the hill.
这些众人又从山上再回到他们。
And they saw those 12 in the middle of the village. They just rushed toward them.
然后看到这十二个人在村子中间，他们所有人就涌过来把他们围住。
They raised their spears, ready to kill them right there.
他们而且手里举着矛，准备当时就刺死他们。
Just as they approached the center village, Tommy raised his hand and said, "Stop in the name of our Lord Jesus."
所以当这些人这么冲过来的时候，汤米弟兄就举着手就说，奉耶稣的名，你们站住。
All of a sudden, look like there's cable connect to those hands. Those hands cannot move forward.
所以就在那个时候，好像那些举着矛的手被绳索捆住一样，他们的手举在空中就不能动。
Therefore, Tommy and his 11 brothers and sisters continue to sing.
所以这个时候，汤米弟兄跟那十一个圣徒就一直持续的唱诗。
And they actually preach the gospel right there in the center of the village.
所以就在村子中间，他们开始传福音。
The next morning, when Tommy got up,
第二天早上，当汤米起床之后
and he opened his door.
他开了他的门
and he saw that on his yard there are a lot of people sitting in groups, maybe 3, 10, and 6 in group, all silently.
然后他就打开门，看到在后院里面许多人就是三三两两，有的是甚至十个人坐成一堆
and he asked one group.Into his house.
然后他们就请求进入他的房间。
Ask them what they want.
他就问他们你们要什么。
They want to receive Christ.
他们要接受基督。
So he helped the group to receive Christ and let them out.
所以他就让那些人进来接受了耶稣，而且让他们走。
And another group come in who want to receive Christ.
又有一批人再进来要接受基督。
There's one group out, another group come in.
当这一组人走了之后，又有一些人再进来。
One group out, another group come in.
这些人走了，再来一群人。
They all want to receive Christ.
他们每一群人都愿意接受基督。
On that single day, 1,500 saved.
在那一天，就一天，有1,500人得救。
At the end of his career, the last time he visited Nigeria.
当他这个生涯结束之前，他最后一次去尼日利亚的时候。
On the last day that he was about to leave.
最后一天他要离开那个地方的时候。
After lunch, he stepped out.
午餐之后他就走出来。
And to his surprise, he saw 15,000 gathered together.
他非常惊奇，因为有15,000人在那里聚集。
Some of them walk two or three days just to see him the last time.
有些人是走了两三天的路，就是为了来最后见他一面。
And there are some of them were those who surround the house that day.
那里面很多人就是当天包围他们的人。
And also there were two brothers that were in the prayer meeting that day still there.
而且还有与他一同在祷告聚会里面的有两个弟兄。
Therefore they gather, they worship, they gave testimony.
所以他们在那里一起敬拜，一起来彼此说见证。
As the truck is moving away,
这个时候，他的那个车就要离开了。
And Tommy shouted out, he said, 15,000 voices held the power of Jesus. Let the angels prostrate fall, bring forth.The royal diadems and crown him Lord of all.
所以汤米就在那里大声喊着说：“今天有15,000个声音一同来宣扬主耶稣他的大能，愿意天使都俯伏，也愿意这带来这冠冕冠他为万主之主。”
If anyone serves me, he must follow me.
若有人服侍我。就必跟从我。
Tommy kept his commandments and followed him.
汤米就是那个遵守他的命令来跟从他的。
He did not care where God led him to.
他并不在乎神要把他带去哪里。
15,000 were all his neighbors.
这一万五千人都是他的邻舍。
Tommy loved them as himself.
因为汤米他自己爱这些人。
Brother, sister, question today for all of us.Is do we love him?
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们要面对的问题是我们爱他吗？
If we do love him, will we follow him?
若我们爱他，我们会不会跟从他？
Does it matter where God leads you to?
神带我们去哪里，有什么其他的想法呢？
If he is God,
如果他是神的话，
Does it matter where he leads you to?
如果他是神，他要带我们去哪里，又怎么样呢？
While you tell the Lord Jesus, perhaps the first time that you will follow him.
我们能不能告诉主耶稣，可能我们人生第一次说我要跟从你。
Do you want the Lord to know that you love him?
我们愿不愿意让主知道我们也爱他？
If you do,
如果我们这样的话，
Today you can simply slip your hands into his hands.
今天我们就把自己的手交在他的手里。
And he will lead you for the rest of the way.
他就会在我们人生余下的时候来带领我们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can come and we can worship you.
父啊，我们感谢你。今天早上我们可以来在这里敬拜你。
Your table speaks how much you love us.
你的桌子向我们说出你何等的爱我们。
May this morning...That we can respond and say we love you too.
今天早上愿我们回应说我们也爱你。
Our love oftentimes is wanting.
主啊，我们的爱虽然的不完全。
But this morning by the mercy of you encourage us.
但是借着你的怜悯今天早上来鼓励我们。
To love you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our minds.
让我们可以今天尽心、尽性、尽意来爱你。
pray those who have been struggled in this area.
我们为那些在这些事上挣扎的人祈求。
We pray for those who have been tempted by the owner of this world.
也为那些被这个世界的主人所诱惑的人向你祈求。
This morning we can stand up and say no.
今天早上我们可以站起来说不。
Pray for those who is not sure about your futures.
为那些对着未来啊没有确据的人向你来祈求。
We pray that we will simply slip our hands into your hands.
我们祷告，让我们把手放在你的手里。
And trust the Lord will lead us.
我们确信你可以来带领我们。
Pray for those who still have anger and bitterness in their hearts.
为那些在心里还有愤恨、还有苦毒的人向你祈求。
By your power of the Holy Spirit, release us from anger and bitterness.
愿着圣灵的大能释放我们从这些苦毒、恼恨里面可以出来。
So we can love our neighbors.
所以我们可以爱我们的邻舍。
We can love our spouse.
我们可以爱我们的配偶。
We can love our parents.
可以爱我们的父母。
We can love our children.
可以爱我们的儿女。
We can love our neighbors.
爱我们的邻舍。
Lord, we know.That we are so weak in this area.
主啊，我们知道在这些事上我们都是软弱的。
But with God, everything is possible.
但是在神，凡事都能。
Therefore, we pray for Holy Spirit to encourage all of us today.
所以我们祷告，今天圣灵来鼓励我们的每一位。
To follow you.
来跟从你。
To keep the commandments.
来遵守你的命令。
To love our neighbors.
来爱我们的邻舍。
Lord, we know that the meeting will end.
主啊，我们知道聚会要停止。
But we pray the Holy Spirit will continue to speak in our spirit.
但我们祈求圣灵继续对着我们的心说话。
And will not let us go until we respond.
不要放过我们，直到我们向你回应。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。